Welcome back. This is an advanced sound design lesson in Ableton Live 12, and we're building a future jungle-style impact using impact resampling. And just to set the mindset, in drum and bass, an impact is not a single boom sample. It's a designed event. It's a transient that reads through breaks, a body that gives character, a sub-punch that hits the chest, and a tail that creates space and identity. Then we resample it so it behaves like a weapon in a real mix. By the end, you'll have a reusable impact resample rack, plus a small batch of variations that all feel like they belong to your track, because they're tuned, gain-staged, and printed in your exact context. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo anywhere from 165 to 174 BPM. I'll sit at 170 so it feels like proper modern jungle. Now create two tracks, one MIDI track called IMPSRC, and one audio track called IMP Print. Optional but highly recommended. Make a drum bus and a music bus, even if you're just sketching, because impacts need to be auditioned against the messiest part of your drop, not in solo. Then set up returns. Make return A a short verb, like a tight room or plate. Return B a long verb for big tails. Return C can be an optional delay or space return, like echo, if you want it. Now, on IMPSRC, drop an instrument rack. Create four chains and name them transient, body, sub, and tail. This is the blueprint. One MIDI note triggers a whole event. Put your MIDI note around C1 or C2. C1 is classic if you're thinking drum rack territory. Let's build the transient chain first, because that's what makes the impact readable on small speakers and through busy hats. Add a simpler, set it to one shot. Load something tight. Rimshot, stick click, snare tick, vinyl click, Foley snap, even a tiny hat cut. Don't overthink the source. The processing and layering is the magic. Turn warp off in simpler for a clean transient. Add a tiny fade in, like 0.3 to 1 millisecond, just to avoid clicks without softening the attack. Now filter it. High pass somewhere between 200 and 600 Hz. You're basically saying, I only want the crispy part of this. If it starts sounding thin, great. Thin is fine. This is not your snare. It's a scalpel. Add saturator. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. We are trying to make a small transient feel confident, not loud. Then EQ 8. If you need more bite, a gentle boost around 3 to 6K. If it's harsh, check 7 to 9K and notch a bit. Teacher note, if your breaks are already bright, don't stack more 8 to 12 kHz hype. In drum and bass, that's how you get impacts that vanish. Instead, aim the transient so it speaks around 2 to 4K. That's the read zone. Next, the body chain. This is the character of the hit. It's the wood, metal, room, object feeling. Add another simpler. Load something short and punchy. Tom, snare layer, door slam, drum hit. Processed kick top, Foley thud. Keep it relatively short as a sample, because we'll shape the envelope anyway. Set the amp envelope decay around 80 to 200 milliseconds. You want a punch that exists, but doesn't step on the groove. Now add roar, or saturator if you want it simpler. With roar, start clean. Soft sign or warm mode. Drive around 5 to 15% as a starting point, and use the tone control to avoid fizzy top. Then add glue compressor. 10 ms attack. Release on auto, ratio 4 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is about hold it together, not slam it. Quick coaching point. The body layer is where people accidentally build mud. If your impact feels huge solo but disappears in the drop, check 200 to 350 Hz buildup in the body. We'll also shape that later on the rack output. Now the sub chain. This is the chest thump, and we're going to synth it with operator for consistency and tuning. Drop operator. Oscillator as a sine wave. Turn on pitch envelope. Set the amount to about plus 12 to plus 24 semitones, and the decay around 40 to 120 ms. That gives you that classic doof pitch drop without turning it into a kick drum. Amp envelope. Attack 0, decay 120 to 250 ms. Sustain all the way down. Release 50 to 120 ms. Now EQ 8 after operator. Low pass around 90 to 140 Hz to keep it sub-B. Then put a limiter on this chain, not on your master, and set the ceiling around minus 1 dB. That limiter is basically there to stop surprise sub-peaks while you're printing batches. Keying matters. Tune the sub to your track's root, often F, F sharp, or G in drum and bass. If you're not sure, start with the root. Future jungle impacts also work great on the fifth, when you want it to feel less final and more momentum. Now the tail chain. This is the future part. This is where we create a recognizable space without washing the mix. Add simpler with a texture source, a noise burst, a short cymbal swell, a filtered brake slice, maybe a reversed clap. Something that has air and grit. Add auto filter, band pass it somewhere like 600 Hz up to 6K Hz, and if you want movement, add subtle LFO modulation. Keep it subtle. If you hear wobble, you went too far. You want a live, not effect. Now hybrid reverb. Start with convolution, room or plate, plus a bit of algorithmic decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms so the impact reads first, then the space blooms behind it. Low cut 200 to 400 Hz, high cut 7 to 12 Hz. Mix 40 to 70%, because this is a tail layer, not an insert on your whole impact. Then utility for width, around 140 to 170%. Remember, wide tail, mono low end. That's the rule. Optional but very jungle. Add a gate after the reverb so the tail breathes and doesn't smear into the next bar. Set threshold so it closes right after the phrase. This is one of those sounds simple, feels pro moves. Now we glue the whole rack together. Click the instrument rack's main device chain, after all the chains, and add processing. First EQ8, high pass at 25 to 35 Hz, fairly steep. If it's muddy, a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz. Then drum bus. Drive 0 to 10%, and be careful with boom. If you use boom at 20 to 40 Hz, keep it subtle, because you already have a sub chain. Damp as needed to calm the top. And if you want more smack, transients plus 5 to plus 15. Don't go crazy or you'll get a plasticky click. Then glue compressor, light. Attack 3 to 10 ms. Release auto 1 to 2 dB gain reduction. Then a limiter as safety, ceiling around minus 0.8. Goal check. This rack should already hit hard, but it should not sound like it's been mastered. If it's pinned at 0 dB, you're printing a problem. Now we resample. This is where you turn a complex layered instrument into a simple audio asset you can edit, reverse, stretch, and place with precision. On imprint, set audio from to IMP SRC. Set monitoring to in. Arm imprint. Now on IMP SRC. Create a 4-bar MIDI clip. Here's the pattern. Bar 1. 1 main impact. Velocity high, like 110 to 127. Bar 2. Another hit, slightly lower velocity, 95 to 110. This is not just quieter, it's a different intensity. Bar 3. Do a 1/16 flam. Two notes very close together. That creates that cracky, aggressive double transient that feels amazing before a drop. Bar 4. Do a pitch variation. Transpose the MIDI note up 3 or 5 semitones. That's a quick way to generate related but different impacts for phrase markers. Record the audio into IMP print. Now you've got a take with multiple hits. Turn it into a mini pack. Go into the recorded audio. Split or consolidate each hit into its own clip. Trim the start tight, but leave 2 to 5 milliseconds of pre-roll so you don't accidentally shave the transient. Add short fades 2 to 10 ms to avoid clicks. Rename properly. Put BPM, key, and type in the name. Something like IMPFJ170F#Clean01. When you build a library over time, naming is the difference between pro workflow and lost files. Now we do future jungle variations fast, and here's the key. Process the printed audio, not the rack. The rack is your instrument. The audio is your playground. Variation is crunch and weight. Put roar on the audio clip. Moderate drive, filter to avoid fizzy top, EQ8 to keep sub clean and roll off harshness. Use drum bus transients carefully, plus 5 up to 20 if needed. Variation B is the time stretched ghost impact. Turn warp on for the clip. Use Complex Pro, stretch it to double length. Then automate an auto filter sweep down into the drop. This is gold for pre-drop tension, because it sounds like the impact is approaching you. Variation C is the reverse swell. Duplicate the clip, reverse it, add a bit of reverb. Maybe 15 to 25% wet. If it starts getting messy, resample again so it becomes one clean file you can place like a riser. Variation D is the gated tail. Add gate after reverb, fast release for rhythmic chop. Or get fancy, sidechain the gate with a ghost kick pattern so the tail pumps rhythmically at 170. That's one of those modern but still jungle moves. Now I want to add a couple coach level upgrades that make this workflow feel like a serious instrument and live 12. First, map macros. Don't build this as a one-off hit. Build it as a macro instrument. Map transient level to a macro. Map by drive. Map sub decay. Map sub pitch env amount. Map tail time and tail tone, like hybrid reverb high cut or your filter cutoff. Map width for the tail only. And map a global clip or safety, like saturator soft clip or limiter ceiling. Once those 8 macros are mapped, you can print an entire family of impacts in minutes by moving one or two controls between takes. Second upgrade, print in 2 passes, a dry core and a wet tail. Core print is transient, body sub, with no long reverb. Tail print is tail only, or even just your tail chain and long verb. Why do this? Because later in arrangement, you can automate and duck the tail without ever touching the punch. You get mix control like you're working with stems. Third upgrade, gain staging for consistency. Calibrate before you print a batch. Aim for core peaks around -6 dBFS. Aim for tail peaks around -12 to -9 dBFS. If you do that, every impact you print will sit in new projects with minimal gain adjustment. Now, let's talk placement, because impacts only matter if they land correctly in a real drum and bass arrangement. Placement 1. Pre-drop marker, 1 bar before the drop. Use a reverse swell into a short impact on beat 4. High pass the tail so it doesn't mask the kick and snare that are about to arrive. Placement 2. Drop hit, bar 1 beat 1. Use the full impact, but duck the tail under the drums. Put a compressor on the tail audio track, sidechain from your drum bus or kick. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 ms, release 80 to 160 ms. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of ducking. The impact feels huge, but the snare still owns the front. Placement 3. Fill punctuation at the end of 8 or 16 bars. Use a shorter impact, often just transient plus body, no long tail. It becomes a phrase stamp that glues break edits and keeps momentum. Let's quickly cover common mistakes, because these will absolutely sabotage your impacts. Mistake 1. Sublayer too long. If your sub decay is stretching out, it eats headroom and causes ugly pumping. Keep it around 120 to 250 ms for most DNB.